Greetings, game music lovers. I'm Bed Ross, and you're listening to another episode of BG Mania B-Sides. This time, we're going to be exploring a beautiful soundtrack inspired by the cultural sounds of New Caledonia as we take a listen to the music of Chia. And we're going to start things off with the main theme, composed by John Robert Matz. Welcome back, everyone. Before I get started, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast you're using to listen and drop us a quick rating or review. It does help the show to grow in terms of visibility, and we really appreciate it. Remember that we're also on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPGera. Take a look at the tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel so inclined, drop us a couple of bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload does wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to our current executive producers, Jack Sachs and Sanku. That was the main theme of Chia, a beautiful soaring piece that introduces the vocals, flute, and strings that carry so much of this soundtrack. You'll also hear this motif a lot in this episode. The guitar on this theme was performed by Stimmich. Based on my research, I think that this might actually feature the composer, John Robert Matz, on vocals. I wanted to explore this soundtrack because it is one of the soundtracks I featured on our Best of 2023 episode, but I kind of bumped it up in the pecking order a little bit because I received such positive feedback, especially from my friend Prof. Jeff, on the Chance of Sinar episode. And while the music style is really different, this does explore musically a corner of the world that a lot of people don't really think about very much, at least not in the circles that I run in. So I'm going to spread out the information about the game a little bit as we talk about the tracks to keep the music a little bit more front and center. But I will sort of give you a taste of what we're getting into. Chia is an open world game that stars the title character Chia, who lives with her father, Joksu, alone on the island of Uma. They are occasionally visited by their friend, Trey, And one day, on Chia's 12th birthday actually, an airship lands on the island and a man named Pui Dua emerges, kidnapping Chia's father, Jiaxu. And this sets Chia off on her quest. So, I guess fittingly, let's go ahead and get into our second piece of music. This is called The Quest. It's a quiet, flute-led piece, and I imagine this accompanies a cutscene in which Chia is given her task. It is serious and melancholic, and that just hits me perfectly in the sweet spot. This one is just beautiful. Once again, that was The Quest. Now, as I mentioned, Chia is an action-adventure video game. It's played from a third-person perspective, and it really reminds me a lot of Breath of the Wild in the way that you control and do actions in the game, and just the way the game is laid out and is so explorable. The player assumes control of the titular protagonist, who must explore a tropical archipelago. Callback to an episode of Very Good Music where my kids poked fun at me for how I pronounce that word for anybody who was still listening to me back then. This archipelago is inspired by the archipelago country of New Caledonia. And Chia is looking to rescue her kidnapped father, as I mentioned previously. She has the ability of soul jumping, which allows her to possess and assume control of animals and inanimate objects found in the world, and use their power to travel to new areas, solve puzzles, and defend herself against opponents. Now, since this land where Chia lives is an archipelago, of course, you are going to have to get from place to place, and the way that you do so is by boat. The next track that we're going to listen to is called Sailing, and I think this one does a good job of accompanying the motion that would come with sailing. It's got some open space, but it still goes places. Once again, from Chia, composed by John Robert Matz, this is Sailing.
Thank you.
And that was Sailing. It's always impressive to me when a composer can really just encompass the way that an activity or an area or environment makes you feel. And this doesn't really sound anything like The Great Sea from The Wind Waker, but it gives me that same feeling of, you know, sailing around in a boat. So, cool. Hats off to John Robert Matz. And on that note, from the Chia Bandcamp page, here is a brief summary of the soundtrack. Featuring more than 2 hours of music spread across 64 tracks, a suite of songs, and a fusion of orchestral and native folk traditions, Chia's soundtrack album represents a true labor of love. Embracing the sounds, culture, and voices of New Caledonia, Chia's score revels in the joy of exploration and discovery, vibrant, energetic, and emotional in equal measure. The music was composed, orchestrated, and mixed by John Robert Matz, lyrics by Marilu Lopez Aguilera, mastered by Alec Justice, and the flute I wanted to call out because it's performed on, I think, all the tracks we're listening to today and on most of the tracks in the soundtrack, was performed by Tomadra Jules Thoni. And next up, we're going to have a block of tracks, and we're going to start things off with one of my favorites on the list. The summary I just read mentioned a suite of songs, and my favorite of these is song number 4. Which I'm horrible at French, so I'll just try this. Chez nous à Wele Wele is what I believe this song is called. I really wish I knew the context for this one, for any of these songs. This is a happy, dancey tune with more vocals performed by a group called the Wele Wele Singers, whose members you can find listed on the official Bandcamp page for the album. The harmonica on this track was performed by Peter Jones. Once again, there are 7 of these songs on the soundtrack, but this one was my favorite. So let's listen to song 4, Chez nous à Wele Wele. That was song number 4, Chez nous à Wele Wele. Next up, we're going to listen to an audience with Meavora. Meavora is sort of the big bad in this game. He or it is a demon who eats children. So yeah, the game can get does get a little bit dark. and this track definitely shows that. It's got ominous notes with a lot more horn and drums than we've heard so far. It's fitting for a meeting with the big bad of a video game. That was An Audience with Mayavora. The next track we're going to listen to in this block is called Quiet Sunset. I thought this one was a nice follow-up to that last one. It's a quiet, calming track with soft, plucked strings and flute and a sweet melody. Once again, let's take a listen to Quiet Sunset. Thank you. Welcome back. That was Quiet Sunset from Chia, composed by John Robert Matz. And now we're going to swing back in the other direction. This next track features more danger and intrigue. It has more percussion than I think anything else we're listening to today. And it gives this one an almost industrial flavor, which makes sense considering the setting. Wait until the end for a nice triumphant flair as we listen to Jupi Nu'u, Jetiwa Power Plant. That was Jupi Nu'u, Zetiwa Power Plant, and I do happen to know that in this part of the game, you are going through and shutting down all of Meivora's fabric factories as you're trying to rescue now not just your father, but other characters who you have met or learned about along the way. So, lots going on in this game. And I haven't talked about it yet, but I wanted to drop a little information about the development of T'Chia. It was developed by a team of 12 people in Awasep, an independent game studio based in Montreal. The setting is fictional. It was heavily inspired by New Caledonia, which I've mentioned a few times, but for those who don't know, it's a Pacific nation within the French Republic. And that's where the founders of Awasep, Thierry Bora and Phil Crifo, grew up. In particular, Kanak culture, one of the native cultures of the archipelago, was a major source of inspiration for the team. Most members of the studio traveled to Lifo in New Caledonia for 2 weeks to conduct research, as well as showing a demo to the indigenous population. Similar to the natives in New Caledonia, the characters in Chia speak both French and Drehu. The game was published by Kepler Interactive, a publishing label jointly operated by several independent game developers, including Awaseb, and the game was initially released on March 21st, 2023, and I believe at time of recording, you can play it on just about anything. I'm not sure if it's on Switch yet, but I know it's coming sometime this year. Now, we just have a few more tracks to listen to, so let's go ahead and explore a couple more. First, let's listen to Tingating Village. I have to imagine this place is a bit of a respite from the danger of the quest as a whole, especially after some of those tracks that we just heard a moment ago. I really like the tropical flavor the marimba lends to this one. It reminds me a little bit of Laureland Village from Zelda's Breath of the Wild world. Once again, let's listen to Tingating Village. Those were the relaxing, tropical sounds of Tingating Village. And next up, we have another medley, although this is all packed into one short track. This is a medley featuring music from one of the climactic scenes in the game, and the track is called Flying to Gatangaso, The Throne Room, The Big Bite. Right, that was a medley of Flying to Gatangaso, The Throne Room, and The Big Bite. And that is going to bring us to the close of BG Mania B-Sides, made possible by RPGEra.com. I do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow the show, check out our description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Before we close out the episode, I wanted to leave you with a word from the composer, which I once again pulled from the Chia Bandcamp page. He writes, "Chia was an absolute dream to get to write. From the inspiringly beautiful settings to the deep musical history of New Caledonia, to getting to collaborate with tremendous singers and instrumentalists, the past 5 years of work have been a joy, and I'm so happy to finally be able to share it with you all. I hope you enjoy listening to Chia's score as much as I enjoyed writing it. Oleti, John Robert Matz." Taking us out of the episode, we're going to listen to Shouting Spot, or End Title. This is the ending theme, and I think it works as the final track of the playlist. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and I'll catch you on the B-side.